Welcome to AM Breakdown. This is our first episode coming to you live from Queens, New York at St. John's University. And today we're going NBA playoffs. I think first things first, we should talk about the seedings, which will be finalized tonight. And the way I see it going on, man, you never know. You got teams in the West, Denver and Minnesota, fighting for that 8 seed. But the real question is, do any of those teams really want to play Houston in the first round? I think not. I think it's a 4-game series either way, 5 at the most. The Warriors, man, they're coming in banged up. Steph being hurt's really affecting them. I know KD's great, but 7-10 of your last 17 is not going to cut it. And you talk about the possibility of facing a team like Oklahoma City in the first round. Doesn't really sound ideal for a team dealing with such injury luck. So something to look out for. The Utah Jazz and the Portland Trailblazers are fighting for that 3 seed. Home court is necessary, especially when you got juggernauts in that kind of conference. The Pelicans have made the playoffs. Shout out to Anthony Davis. The knock on him has always been lack of postseason success. So being able to make it without Boogie, I think he deserves some votes for MVP. Shout out Anthony Davis. The Spurs, what they've been able to do without Kawhi and make the playoffs, man, look. All props to Pop. LaMarcus has had a crazy year. Shout out to Manu, Six Man Love. They have been hooping. And then if I go to the East, man, Boston, I hate it. I hate it so much. Kyrie shouldn't have got hurt, but I'm going to keep saying it. The second Gordon Hayward went down with a season-ending injury, their title hopes were finished. They were never going to beat the Cavs or even the Raptors without a fully healthy team. So, you know, there's always next year. I think Boston's built for the future. This would have been a great year to, you know, compete and see where you're kind of at. But without full health, it's kind of hard to see. Cleveland's been shuffling the roster all year. You know, had guys like D. Rose and Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder. And it was all supposed to be peaches and cream. Not happening. LeBron, what does he do? Turns it up. Continues to play. He's just been the best player in the league this year. Again, what he's able to do with that team is incredible. You know, for him to put up the numbers he's putting up, the performances he's putting up in his 15th season is still ridiculous. I think, again, they're a favorite to come out the East. I know it's popular to talk about Ben Simmons and company, but again, they're rookies. I know they're great, but I don't think that this is their year. But I could be wrong. Doubt it. Toronto, until they knock that LeBron bug off their shoulder, I don't have hope in Toronto. Shout out Dwayne Casey doing an excellent job with that deep team. I don't think they're there yet. I think they're still a piece away, even with a great bench. That's really much it for the East. I got Cleveland coming out the East, and I got either Houston or Golden State.